This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime of the Husker matchup with the Northern Illinois Huskies. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down and hear about the university from Interim President Susan Fritz. Great to be back with you back home in Lincoln. Happy to see you.
Happy to be here, Greg.
What is on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, Husker Harvest Days just ended, and at the Fritz household, we're headed into harvest season. So I'm thinking about agriculture. It's the number one industry in Nebraska, and the University of Nebraska has a 150-year tradition of driving agricultural innovation.
And extension is such a large part of the outreach of the university to the ag community, isn't it?
Oh, without question. I just can't tell you how impressed I am with our extension team. The University of Nebraska has a presence in 93 counties, all of our counties, and works hard to serve Nebraska farmers and ranchers. Many Nebraskans got a personal glimpse of NU's work at the Nebraska State Fair and Husker Harvest Days. They're a terrific showcase for the work Extension does, not just in agriculture, but in nutrition, technology, and healthcare. Those events also showcase 4-H and the impact NU is making on our young people. Greg, did you know 4-H reaches 1 in 3 kids across Nebraska? I think that's just amazing.
Sure is. Now, you oversee all the campuses in the state, but I'm guessing for agriculture, UNL does a brunt of the work.
Absolutely. As our land-grant university, UNL certainly is helping lead the way. And to tell you more about that, I have brought a special guest with me. Vice Chancellor Mike Baim heads up the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources, and as Vice President leads efforts across the University of Nebraska in that area.
Mike, it's great to have you with us here at Halftime today. Can you share a few of the agriculture-related successes at the university?
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. Great to see you. As Susan mentioned, Extension is definitely a huge part of our success and impact. They've been just such a long-standing true partner with the state, and just this last year alone with the recent floods in March to the bomb cyclone, to the flooding in July, to the collapse of the Goshen-Gehring Irrigation Canal that left nearly 53,000 Nebraskans without water. Nebraska Extension has just been there through and through, and the important part is Nebraska Extension will be there as folks out there in Nebraska try to figure out what that new normal is. Our researchers have recently announced innovations that will help feed a growing world population, like a Fitbit sensor, if you can imagine, a Fitbit for corn. That allows us to figure out how our breeders can actually develop new corn varieties that actually hybrids that actually consume less water by maintaining their yield potential and, of course, the profitability. It's just absolutely fascinating, and the technology is really clever. You know, between now and 2050, the goal, the estimates are that we'll have 2 billion more people on this planet. So we'll go from about 7.5 billion to almost 10 billion here in the next 31 years. And thinking about big issues like water security and food security is just absolutely incredibly important here home in Nebraska and the region, but really around the globe. So the blessing that we have at the Institute of Ag and Natural Resources is that we get every day to work with the most innovative farmers, ranchers, producers, and it really is a treat.
Can you tell us more about what IANR is doing to solve those issues, the water and food scarcity?
Yeah, well, we've done a lot of things. First and foremost, while IANR is really an amazing platform, it's part of the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and the University of Nebraska writ large. These are complex, wicked challenges that agriculturalists, especially from an older view of agriculturalists, Susan mentioned nutrition, but she also mentioned science and technology. We work with sociologists. We work with finance folks. We work with the Med Center. We work with the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture. One example that we've tried to address these issues is by pulling experts from both the University of Nebraska writ large, from across all of our campuses, through the Doherty Water for Food Global Institute. This was started in 2010. It's a fantastic platform. Of course, the Nebraska Water Center and the Nebraska Water Quality Test Lab are a part of that global institute. But we really think about issues around water consumption, water conservation, the complex dynamics between producing more, but taking care of our water quality, for example. The Doherty Water for Food Institute is really a global force for good that starts with the complex water and cropping and livestock issues and systems that we have here in the state of Nebraska. They offer annual conferences. They have brought in, when I first got here, Greg, they brought in 11 individuals from the World Bank, and they came to Nebraska to look at how we conserved water for the last 50 years. It really is amazing, from a local touch to a global impact. The Doherty Water for Food Global Institute is just one example of how INR, in partnership with the University of Nebraska, is trying to make a positive impact in the world in which we live.
What's the stat? One of every four jobs in this state is related to agriculture?
Yeah, without question, and we're filling that need. Across the University of Nebraska, we graduated 11,000 students last year, which is pretty amazing. Future farmers and ranchers and healthcare professionals, teachers, entrepreneurs, you name it. In fact, here a little locally here, CASNR, the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, which is nested in the Institute, celebrated its largest graduating class in the history of the college last spring. No question about it, NCTA last year had a 23-year all-time high as far as its full-time students. So agriculture is the state's number one industry and the foundation of Nebraska's economy, and we're producing the graduates who will keep it running into the future.
Fantastic. Mike, thank you so much for sharing all that, what the university is doing. And Susan, great work being done at all of our colleges. Let's talk about next week. What are we looking at for next week's halftime?
Well, Greg, we're going to be joined by the Nebraska Commissioner of Education, Matt Bloomstead. He's the Chief Educational Officer for our state, and he is focused on preparing Nebraskans to learn, earn, and live. Matt is a great partner to the University of Nebraska, and we're excited to talk to Husker fans about the workforce and how the university is filling Nebraska's open jobs.
Fantastic. Susan Fritz, interim president, with us here today, along with Vice Chancellor Mike Boehm here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.